guys. My big smile, ladies. Here we go.
Like Venezuela.
Hold that puzzle.
A photographer captures the moment after a year of hard work. This group of high school students, like thousands of others across the country, are on their way to a graduation ceremony. But theirs is an educational facility unlike any other. Wiltja is an Adelaide boarding house for Aboriginal teenagers from remote communities. Reuben Williams from Alice Springs has just completed year 12.
Back at home, back in Alice Springs, like, you don't have many options, you know, like schools and stuff. But like education, if you want help and stuff, so I just stayed in Wiltja.
That's the sound of a standing ovation from his peers as he receives his graduation certificate. He says he may not have done it without the support of Wiltja while studying more than 1,400 kilometres away from his family.
Yeah, the first year I was really nervous, couldn't do much. So I just stepped up in the next year and started getting used to Adelaide. Yeah.
Reuben's family, including grandmother Marjorie Williams, travelled from Alice Springs for the special occasion. It's a trip they don't make often. It means a 20-hour bus ride or an expensive set of plane tickets.
Like, for us, it's really hard to come down here. We have to look for money. How are we going to get money and all that? Lucky we saved money to come down here, because we didn't want to miss Reuben's graduation.
But she says the sacrifice of not seeing Reuben regularly was absolutely worth it to invest in his future.
I'm really proud about my grandson getting graduated today.
Across the country, the number of Indigenous students finishing high school is increasing. But those from very remote areas are still far more likely to leave school early or have interrupted education. The idea for the boarding house was devised by a group of Anangu women from South Australia's APY lands 20 years ago. Since then, 75 Year 12 graduates have walked through its doors. Today, students from remote communities in three states are welcomed there to attend public schools in Adelaide. Mackenzie Manduka, former head of the Pitjantjatjara Yunkantjatjara Education Committee, says it's a place where strong culture meets strong education.
Most students who've been to Wiltja are really strong, confident, talking to the higher people like government, education, and they become leaders. I think I've seen most students who've been to Wiltja are in a job.
Raymond Scales, originally from Pipilyara in the APY lands, says the unique arrangement helps students live between two worlds.
Now I work for South Australia Police, 10 years and still going. I've just qualified as a combat engineer. Sure. Yeah, with the support Wiltja had gave me, I don't know if I would have graduated year 12. I would have found it probably a lot harder.
New graduate Reuben Williams also appears set to become a future leader. He's making plans to work in another remote community, helping shape the next generation.
I was thinking of sports and rec. Yeah, so it's up in Tennant Creek. Might work up there.
But first, time to celebrate as years of hard work and sacrifice pay off.